from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
But joining us to talk some NFL football, some Cleveland Browns football, and some offensive line on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in John Greco. And John, I don't know if you heard our last segment, because it's Little League World Series time. Always something fun. I'm sure you've seen the games over the years. Can you imagine a coach of a Little League World Series team getting into it with Aaron Judge over refusing, or in his words, refusing to acknowledge the kids at the Little League World Series? A sad state of affairs, John Greco.
It is a sad state of affairs. But, you know, I can understand the guy's frustration. You know, those kids are looking up to some of these pro athletes, especially Aaron Judge. I'm not fully educated on the situation, but didn't they get a chance to meet Garrett Cole?
Yes.
And the manager and some other guys. So I'm sure the kids were excited. Yeah, they wanted to meet Aaron Judge, but, you know, look, like, when I played and we had an opportunity to be around kids, they didn't care who it was. Of course, they were like, hey, is Joe Hayden here? And we're like, nah, you just got the O-line. But they were still excited. So I'm guessing that's how those kids reacted, and then the coach just got a little salty. Maybe there was a lot of testosterone flowing because of the big stage. But, yeah, I heard rumblings about it, but I don't know the full extent of all the details.
I mean, offensive lineman can never refuse an autograph from a kid, right?
No, absolutely not. We look forward to it. And it's funny because when I'm asked to sign my name right now, I can't. Like, it looks so sloppy. It's worse than what a doctor's looks like. Because for years, you know, I'm not saying that I mailed it in, but, you know, when you would sign these autographs, you would make sure your number was on it so they could be like, okay, who the hell is this? Okay, number 77.
That's good.
So now when I go to sign something, people are probably like, what is wrong with this guy? He can't even write his own name just from, you know, the habit of just kind of scribbling it on there, because I can't put my number on it anymore, you know, on documents and different things. But, yeah, anytime that O-line they got to sign autographs, we could puff our chests out a little bit.
How many autographs have you signed in your life?
I would think it has to be close to 500,000. Maybe less, 50,000, I don't know, 100,000, I don't know. There's been a lot, and it's maybe that's too high, I don't know.
But unbelievable number.
It's a lot. I'm thinking 11 years in the NFL and in college, and yeah. I don't think I was signing any in high school, but definitely the number has slowed down since I've retired, but it still happens, so it's up there in the thousands, I would say.
How often did you walk in and there was, you know, like they got all the everybody's got to sign it, and you got all the footballs you got to sign or whatever. I know in baseball they do that. There's 50 boxes of balls and you have to sign them all. How often is that? Is that like an early training camp thing and get it out of the way, or is that throughout the season?
Great question. The Browns did a good job of they kind of went to a system where, during training camp, like I think kind of at this moment in between training camp and the season, in the indoor, they would have these big 8-foot tables set up. And, you know, like a guy like me, I'd have like three tables, and it would have I don't know, 50 footballs on it and a couple mini helmets. Well, you know, high-profile guys, they would have the full length of the indoor of tables with stuff to sign. And wow. I think everyone liked that because it was like, let's just knock it out.
Yep.
You know, it took me 20 minutes or whatever, but some guys, it might have taken them an hour. But they don't have to be inconvenienced throughout the season when they want to focus on ball. And, you know, it still happened. Like in training camp, there's autograph sessions. But I think the team did that for, like, their foundation stuff and donations. So I thought that was kind of a smart thing. Yeah. But, you know, guys would have different things. They'd come up to you in the locker room, like, hey, can you sign this for my brother-in-law or whatever? Sign this for, you know, my kid's class. And, you know, you would never – no one would hesitate to sign autographs for kids especially and teammates.
Well, John, Jed Wills has had plenty of time to sign autographs over the last 8 months.
Well,
have you
done.
Have you ever seen arthroscopic surgery need an 8-month recovery window? Like, what in the world is going on?
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I've never had my knee scoped, but I feel like guys play in games like the next week after they have that sometimes.
Couple weeks, yeah.
A couple weeks, yeah. So, I can only assume that you know they are being severely cautious because they're saying, "Hey, we need this guy ready for the season. He's going into a contract year. We don't want to press anything. We want to give this thing time to fully solidify and be right." But maybe. You know, they don't want to roll him out there and risk further injury. I don't know. I'm struggling to find reasons, but I have to assume it's right and ready to go, and they're going to use this 2-week block before they square off against Dallas to, you know, get him cleared and up to full speed in a small window.
I kind of mentioned that earlier that I know a lot of veterans hate training camp, don't really want to deal with it. If they can come up with a reason not to. How long do you really need? Because we brought that up earlier in the show. I think if he's back next week, that's plenty of time, and he can still go, and everything's fine, and this all becomes a non-story. How long does an offensive lineman need to get ready for the season?
I think it's a case-by-case study. I know guys that, you know, like Joe Thomas, for example, because everybody knows him, loves him. You know, he sat out most of training camp, and he just needed a couple full-speed reps to bang the shoulder pads, you know, just to run off the ball, you know, work in combination with his guard, take some pass sets at full speed, which you got in one-on-ones. And, you know, toward the end of his career, he wasn't playing in the preseason. He was out there in shorts and T-shirt. But at practice, he used those opportunities to go take full speed reps in practice to get himself ready. Now, he was playing at an elite level throughout his career. So, you know, does a guy in his second year, can he just automatically mail it in and do that? No. For me, when I was in my second year, when I was in my eighth and tenth year, I still needed a preseason game just to kind of get everything well-oiled and ready to go. And guys use it not only for the speed and the contact, but to go through the mental kind of preparation of getting ready for a game day. Go through your pregame routine. What are you doing in the training room? What are you doing at breakfast, at lunch, getting ready for the game, your sleep habits, your study habits? What are you doing on the field before kickoff or your warm-up? You know, this is kind of the dress rehearsal, and you don't get a chance to do that if you don't play in the preseason. So I kind of liked it. I think everybody has their own routine, and some guys don't need preseason. They're magically able to, you know, wear visors and golf attire and sit on the sidelines and look handsome and then show up and be, you know, all-stars throughout the year. And hey, you know, hats off to them. But some guys need that full-speed energy and reps.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And routine.
John Greco with us on the hotline right now. We've been talking so much about how the offense is going to transition. At some point, it's supposed to go from, you know, under center, play action, run intensive to Deshaun Watson, letting him cook, so to speak, from the shotgun. How big of a transition is that for offensive linemen, especially the veterans like Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller?
You know, for those guys, I think it'll benefit them because if it's not so much relying on ground and pound and being in the trenches and double teaming, and you know, you've heard me talk about how much offensive line love running the ball, but you know, those kind of games, if you're running the ball 30, 40 times a game and it's a physical game, that wears on you too, and I think you start to see injuries creep in. But when you're pass blocking a lot and it's play action and it's quick throws and it's kind of, you know, short play action and get the ball into playmakers' hands quickly and let them try to create after the catch, I think that helps offensive linemen and really quarterbacks because they get into a rhythm. So I'm curious to see how Kevin Stefanski's playbook is going to evolve and kind of feature more. Get the ball in space, get it out of Deshaun's hands quickly, and let these athletic linemen run, move in space. We know we love watching them pull. You know, how much of Bill Callahan's influence is going to be sticking around since he's no longer there? You know, we see those counter plays, those change of direction plays where you see Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio, and the center pull. You know, I there remains to be seen. So I'm curious to see what it'll look like. Yes, Deshaun, I think his influence is there where he wants to be in the pistol, he wants to be in the shotgun, get the ball on the edge, use his legs, move the pocket. His offensive linemen love that because if they're pass blocking and moving the pocket and it's not, you know, ground and pound the whole game, I think that's going to make their bodies stay, you know, keep fresher longer. And then late in the game when they need to lean on defensive linemen to finish it out in 4 minutes offense, they'll be even more effective.
Kind of along those lines, I was talking to a couple of the linemen go back a couple of years when Jacoby Brissett was here, and they said it was an adjustment midseason going from Jacoby to Deshaun, because with Jacoby in pass blocking, it was 1,001, 1,002, 1,000 balls out. And with Deshaun, it was 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, where's the ball? And because he's trying to make something happen. And he's got the talent to do that, to let things develop and open things up. But does that go away in this system, or is that still a concern for these guys of you have to hold blocks longer because he's going to stand back there and hold it and wait for something that's not open? He's going to move around and wait for it to develop, and we have to hold these blocks a little bit longer.
That's always in their mind, and you just kind of know that with whoever's in the huddle with you. And that's funny. I remember joking, like, we would be watching opposing offenses while we were, you know, scouting the defense, and you know, we would laugh. We'd be like, oh, you know, how nice is that? You see an offensive lineman get beat with the, you know, right off the snap, and we would joke, no worries, ball's away, yeah, guy makes the Pro Bowl. But the harsh reality is, no matter who you have back there, and Jacoby Brissett was excellent on getting the ball out of his hands, and that was kind of the Patriot, you know, his growing up in that system and seeing, you know, how important that was. But Deshaun, to your point, he loves to create. He loves to improvise. So when those first reads aren't there and the design isn't there and it breaks down, I think that that's where his mentality kicks in, and he's so dangerous to where he can create and extend plays. And you know, also to your point, they have the guys on the perimeter and the weapons that can get open and or you know, make their offense so dangerous. So yeah, offensive linemen, you kind of know going into the game, and whoever's going to be the starting quarterback, say, hey, look, we have to. We can't have a stopwatch go off on our head. We have to assume he has the ball until we hear the whistle, until our guy turns and runs the other direction, or, you know, we hear the fans going crazy or booing. So that was always my mentality, and that's just kind of a thing that's baked into your genetic makeup as an offensive lineman.
Last one, we're talking to John Greco. This comes up every year, but especially because of the Watson situation after surgery and this week with the arm. Should he play in this game? Do you think it matters if he plays in this game? Because fans are really nervous about, because of the left tackle situation, whether or not he should even be out there to begin with.
Yeah, this is always the million-dollar question. I mean, I would always say no. He's such a huge investment. The current state of the offensive line, and I go back and forth in my head. I kind of talk out of both sides of my mouth, but hey, you know what? It's a free country, and I can do that. But I think it's too important. The risk is far exceeds the reward of having him go out there. Okay, he goes out in Seattle and plays one series or two series, and he's 6 for 10, and oh gosh, he converted a few first downs and they scored. Is that going to make us feel any better than if he doesn't play? Maybe so, but if you go out there and he's taking unnecessary shots, and then he's playing tentative, he's not feeling right, and then you're going against Dallas with a formidable defensive line and pass rush, to say the least, and an attacking style defensive line, I would say at this point, no. I know he was a full participant in yesterday's walkthrough or whatever, but I just think you have 2 weeks to get him right to play against Dallas. If you roll him out there against Seattle, and he, God forbid, he looks rusty, then what are we going to be talking about for the next 2 weeks? People are going to be really puckered up. So I think it's best to just let him sit out, let him rest, get him ready, do the full speed reps of practice like you're doing without him taking shots, and roll out as close to healthy of an offense as you can week one against Dallas.
Wow, John Greco, who will be known from this point forward as the man who signed 500,000 autographs. Incredible, John.
Is that too? That's way too high of a number, right?
We're going to do the math on it. When we come back, we'll explain how many autographs that is per day.
That's Wilt Chamberlain-like.
Yeah, that's an extremely high number, and I'm glad that I backed it up before we got off the phone, but... Yeah, hey, listen, I'm a popular guy, always have been, a local Boardman guy playing in Cleveland. I signed many, many autographs. I don't know if it was a half million, but...
Still out there in Powell signing autographs. Thank you, John.
Guys, thank you. It's always fun. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, John.
All right, John Greco. We'll see if that's mathematically possible. Mitch, start doing the math on that. 500,000.
How long do we think it takes to sign one autograph?
Couple seconds.
But he's got to put the number down. You got to remember that. He is also adding his number. And he started signing autographs. He said not really in high school, but in college. So you do the math on that.
Did he put his position down since he switched? He played guard and center.
I think the number is enough. Okay.
I'm doing the math here.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.